Hi, my name's Dr. Damien Rowland. I'm a consultant in paediatric emergency medicine at the Leicester Royal Infirmary, which is a city in the middle of England if you're outside of the UK. And I'm here with Professor Tim Coates.
Hello, I'm Tim Coates. I'm Professor of Emergency Medicine here in Leicester.
Hi, so what we're going to be doing is talking a bit about leading an emergency department. Now, when it comes to being in charge of a busy emergency department, we think that there are some common principles that can be applied kind of wherever you work, wherever in the world you are. So although this video cast was primarily aimed at some of our junior doctors who are in charge of what we call the red and blue teams and majors, we thought we'd share this discussion because it's applicable to anyone who practices emergency care in charge of a small, medium or big emergency department. So, Tim, you're just about to start your shift and you know that you're going to be doctor in charge. What are the things that going through your mind before the shift starts?
I think that a vital part of preparation is your understanding of the concept of situational awareness. You can train yourself to use this technique, and a great place to start is the article in Wikipedia on situational awareness, which you should look up if you want to know more about this concept. Obviously, you should also be familiar with the documents that describe local policies and procedures.
Excellent. So, the shift starts. What are the things that you need to think about at the very beginning? Is there any actions that you take that you'll always take when the shift begins?
So, again, this comes back to situational awareness, so that you know what's going on, but that also other people know what role you're playing. So I think you should write your name on the whiteboard if you use one. Check your team members' names so you know who's there. And introduce yourself to the nurses that are running this area and your team members to make sure they know what your role is. You should check on the daily sheet or rota for additional useful resources so that you know what particular skills your team members have. I think at the beginning you should also look at the computer screen and read the situation. You know, things like, what's the current status of the department? What is the waiting times to be seen? How many patients have had a senior review? Look at any clinical comments for each patient, and how many patients are in the area in total? What's the waiting time for beds? Are there any obvious problems? This is, sometimes I call it taking the temperature of the emergency department. I think you also need to have a quick flick through of the notes of patients waiting to be seen, just to see, is there anything that strikes you as a particular risk, anything that you need to be doing while the patients are waiting.
Excellent. So you've started off, you've surveyed the situation and you've taken the temperature or the pulse, as it were. So as the shift goes on, are there some things that you think about doing regularly or coming back to, or do you take each shift as it comes?
So I think you really need to have a routine of what you're doing. And the key part of that, I think, are the board rounds, where you get together your team, the doctors and the nurses. We do this every 2 hours, and you have a very short presentation of each patient. I think another routine is that every patient that you review, we have a system where an R is clicked onto each patient for senior review, so that each patient on the computer screen, you can see which patients have been reviewed and which haven't. If you're at the time of year when you've got new junior doctors coming to the department, just make it a routine to ask them to come and see you before each patient, so that you can give them a sort of conceptual framework and highlight key information to them, so that they go in to see the patient, not just with a blank sheet of paper, but a way of tackling that particular issue. When there are new doctors, you need to make sure that they understand that this is different from clerking patients on a ward. Patients don't have to be fully investigated or have a definitive diagnosis, but every one of them has to have a clear plan. If you've got a short stay ward, use that as much as possible to keep the emergency department uncongested. You also need to keep surveying your team. This is really like the team captain in a game of football. You're always watching what's going on, keeping a close eye out for the blocks to patient flow. You know, does one of your doctors need help? Is there an X-ray or CT taking too long? Is one of your doctors being obstructed by a specialist?
Do you see your own patients on a shift?
I try not to see my own patients, or I carefully select the patients that I see, because as soon as I see a patient, I've lost situational awareness.
Excellent. One of the things that can be quite challenging when you've got a lot of people is breaks. How do you ensure that the staff join the shift, get a chance to rest? Do you organise that in advance? Do you let them organise their own breaks?
I think if people organise their own breaks, it doesn't really work, because either they don't go and have a break, which is dangerous for the doctor and dangerous for the patient, or they all go off and have a break at the same time by chance, which also is not good for efficiency. So I tend to plan them well in advance, probably at the start of the shift, and I really encourage the teams to take their breaks at the times that they're allocated. It's a key part of looking after your staff.
And you mentioned board rounds. How do you use those?
Board rounds has to be really quite short and sharp and to the point. So I get all of the team together, doctors and nurses. I get the doctor who's looking after each patient to present a brief summary in RSVP format, making sure that we don't spend more than, 30 seconds, a minute at the most on an individual patient. If I find something that needs a longer discussion, then I'll take that out with the individual clinician outside of the board round. So a board round of a dozen patients should take about 10 minutes or so.
Fantastic. Okay, so let's just say that the temperature of the department really heats up and you start getting a bit of a fever, as it were. What are the things that you do to recognise that's happening, and what do you do when that happens?
When it gets busy, it becomes more difficult to keep situational awareness. So I tend to see less or no patients myself and make sure that I'm standing back in the leadership role. I frequently go to the computer system and just run through the patients, so I'm keeping awareness of what patients are there, and I do quick talk-throughs with the nurse team leader just so that we know what's happening with each patient and where they're going. When it's like that, it's very tempting to not do the board rounds, because that seems to just be stopping things, but actually when you're overloaded, the board rounds become much more important and really shouldn't be missed out.
Excellent. And let's just say that things have gone really wrong and that you feel that you've lost control and you're now going like well above 40 degrees. How do you pull things back?
I think the key there is to get everybody together, get the team together, and to do a board round so that everybody knows what's going on. You can allocate tasks and prioritise tasks and do your best to actually get the department back to a lower temperature, and that you are then staying in control of what's going on. So although it's busy, it's not out of control.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for that, Tim. I've certainly found that useful, and I hope our listeners will, and I hope our junior doctors do too. I think the key thing to remember is that we're all in emergency medicine to enjoy what we do and have a bit of fun, and I hope those top tips will help you when it gets a little bit stressful. So goodbye from me from now.
And also goodbye from Tim. Bye now.